It's time for Making and Eggs. Good morning. I'm Leah Fleming. Charles Richardson, you are back in studio. Good morning. It's great to have you. All right. Hot topic number one. We've got some major elections coming in May 24th. And in Bibb County, there's a conundrum, Republican ballot conundrum. What is the deal with that? Explain that to us.
Well, the first thing, nothing has really changed except the fact that many of the offices that in the past were partisan are now nonpartisan. The mayor is nonpartisan. All of the commission members are nonpartisan. Many of the other positions are nonpartisan, but there are several that are still partisan. The sheriff is still partisan. The tax commissioner is still partisan. And some other offices are also partisan. Mm-hmm. So that means you have a primary in the Republican side and the Democratic side. If you don't have a Democrat or Republican in a particular race, whoever wins the primary, they win the office. You have that in two races in Bibb County. Whoever wins the Democratic primary for sheriff, they win. There is no November. If you win in May for tax commissioner, you win. There is no November because there's no one running for that office on the Republican side.
So when you have a ballot and you go in and you're registered as a Republican, you get your ballot, you will not see those races.
You will not see the office for sheriff or tax commissioner on your ballot.
Okay. Now, I would imagine some people are having an issue with that because they do want to at least have a say. And there are a lot of people that vote across. They don't necessarily vote a ticket. They may vote in a Democratic race being a Republican.
But I've also gotten a lot of people that say, there's no way that I'm going to vote Democrat, no matter what.
Even if it's for a sheriff in your community.
Even for a sheriff in your community. They just will not do it. Mm-hmm. But some will hold their nose and cross over. Because there's very few races on the Republican side that are even contested.
Oh,
there is only there's one in the Senate. Mm-hmm. Johnny Isaacson has several opponents. And one in the House. So Austin Scott has a primary challenge. Both of which I don't think are going to be successful, but I don't know that. Mm-hmm. So those are the only two that you have to worry about.
But on the Democratic side.
On the Democratic side, you have to be concerned. On the Democratic side, Sheriff, there are two opponents to Sheriff David Davis. Mm-hmm. And there's one opponent for Wade McCord for the tax commissioner, and that's C. Jack Ellis.
Why is that causing so much confusion this election season?
Because nonpartisan races are new to the area. Mm. And the state... Now, none of the local politicians had anything to do with this. The state changed so that the primary elections for the partisan races were moved to the same date as the nonpartisan races.
All right. That brings us to hot topic number two, Governor Nathan Deal's veto of the Religious Liberty Bill. It gets him off the hot seat with lots of businesses who have threatened not to do business in Georgia.
That's right.
But not with religious leaders who say he has abandoned the faith community. Dozens of religious leaders are continuing to call for an override of this governor's veto. How likely is that happening?
Well, I don't think it's likely, but I'm still trying to figure out what the Religious Liberty Bill does. Mm-hmm. There is a little thing that we have in this country called the United States Constitution, and it says that government shall establish no religion or prevent the free exercise thereof. Mm-hmm. And that's what this Religious Liberty Bill tries to say it does. Well, that's already done.
Yeah.
Secondly, it says that you have the right to go or not go to a wedding. You already have that. You know, so I'm confused.
I think Governor Deal, in his comments earlier this week when he made the veto, was trying to explain that.
I've got the bill right in front of me, and it says you have the choice of going to the wedding or not. Well, I've always had that choice. If I don't want to see you get married, I don't go to see you get married. Mm-hmm. Any pastor does not have... it can't be forced to marry somebody he or she doesn't want to marry. Mm-hmm. That's always been the case. But here is an issue that I think is a problem. When a religious organization can decide to not hire or to retain someone that is not of the same faith, then you get into an issue. For instance, should a Christian organization not have Jewish employees? And should they be allowed to fire them? without any legal recourse for that employee, that's what that bill would do.
All right. Well, that does it for us. For more on this, you can check out gpbnews.org. That's our newly updated website. Or, of course, you can always go to Macon.com and see the full video. And we'll be back again next week.
See you then.